There's one story that one of Paul's aunts said, can't you write a song that's not about love? I mean, up to that point, 98% of their songs have been about love in some way. And this is not a song about love. And it was a very unusual topic for a song. I can remember when I first heard it, you know, paperback writer. It was, I hadn't heard either of those words in a pop song before. And that was unusual.
I thought it was paper bag right turn. I have no idea why I thought that's what it was. I knew it didn't make sense, but that's what I thought it was.
There's a guy called Royston Ellis who met the Beatles in 1960. And at that time, Royston was known as the beat poet in Britain. He was about 19 years old then. Royston had written a book called The Big Beat Scene. And he told me that at that time, when John was still at art college and Paul was still at school, he told the Beatles that his ambition was to be a paperback writer. He said that's the phrase he used. And he thought that had sort of lodged in their brains. Paul used to like challenges like, in this case, like writing something in the form of a letter. I mean, I've seen like a handwritten copy of it, and it was written. He didn't break it down into verses. He kind of wrote it as an open letter.
The overall sound of it was very different from other songs that were on the radio at the time. The particular type of harmonies that they used. Paperback writer, paperback writer. Kind of around, yeah, or a canon. No, canon would keep going. Staggered entrance, staggered vocal harmonies, that's what I would call them.
You know the French nursery rhyme, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous? If you listen carefully to the background vocals John and George are doing behind Paul, they're doing a line of Frère Jacques.
Everything was a riff, you know, the guitar part, the bass part.
This is the album where Paul McCartney's bass playing really becomes, you know, they finally figured out kind of how to record his bass. He'd played a Hofner bass up until 1966. And I think on the single, Paperback Writer Rain, was the first song he played a Rickenbacker bass on. Jeff Emmerich, who engineered the record, says that instead of using a microphone on his bass cabinet, they actually used a speaker. You know, a microphone and a speaker are essentially the same device. Rather than put a mic in front of his bass cabinet, they put another bass cabinet in front of his bass cabinet so that the diaphragm that was being moved by his bass amp was the huge diaphragm of a speaker. And that's how they recorded the bass.
The engineer, incidentally, Jeff Emmerich, got into trouble with the management at EMI in Abbey Road because the way that things were done wasn't merely the province of the engineers who worked there. It was actually set down that you could not exceed a certain number of decibels. You could not go into the red for any longer than X number of seconds, if at all. These were prescribed working practices. And Jeff Emmerich was as determined to break them as the Beatles were to break, you know, other ways of recording.
You know, Paperback Writer has all those great, in the breaks, you know, when Harrison is doing the ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, he does these like high things that sound like a motorcycle or something. It's like boom, 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 boom.
Though it's completely scratched, it's the only 45 that I've kept all these years, and I still get a little tingle in my spine whenever I hear the song.